The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Is the Peter Boyle Show.
We're in this, yes, we are. We're in the 7 o'clock, everyone, Tuesday morning, the 29th of September, 2020. This is the night, man, the big debate. This is the moment everyone's been planning on. 80 will be the high today, says the 710 KNUS Weather Center. 77 tomorrow, sunny and pleasant, 72 on Thursday. Tomorrow will be a packed house as well. It goes down tonight, and it's Donald Trump versus Joe Biden coming up in the next hour. One of my favorites, historian Paul Kengor. On our web this morning, of course, 710KNUS/Peter Boyles, pictures from the MC1 Honor Run on Sunday, and a new column I wrote called The Lord of the Rings, One Ring to Control Them All, and talking about Governor Jared Polis. In the meantime, he's one of true favorites. We met him. We've never actually did a handshake, but we will. Mark Pearson is with us. He's in New Hampshire. He's a lawmaker, and he's tremendous. And as we lead into tonight, I thought he'd give us about 15 minutes of his time. First of all, hey, Mark, thanks for doing the radio show. Good morning and welcome back.
Good to be with you, my friend.
You too. All right. Tonight, and let me set it up and I'll turn it over to you. If we are in a prize fight, which I think we are right now nationally, I think Donald Trump is behind on the cards. Tonight is a big night. Donald Trump, I believe, needs to get in the ring, hit him, keep hitting him, buckle his knees, maybe knock him out. As hard as fast as he can. There are people had a great line. If Joe Biden has a bad showing tonight, that may be it. We may never get rounds two and three. I think it's the deep state versus Donald Trump tonight. And what will tomorrow's headline bring? Which I thought was an interesting question. What are you looking for? So I'll turn it over to you. You're a smart man. What are you watching for tonight? What do you hope happens?
Well, I am hoping that Donald Trump would realize he does not need to fire up his base. He's been doing that and doing it well. I think what he needs to do is talk about his accomplishments. Two Muslim countries made peace with Israel. Yeah, yeah. That's Nobel Peace Prize worthy. The economy is roaring back despite the pandemic. Black and Hispanic income is going up and unemployment is going down. That's what he needs to focus on, is what he has actually done. Then I would expect, I would hope that Trump would try to rope-a-dope Biden, get Biden off script, off message, get him angry, get him defensive about his family, and also about what exactly did you accomplish those 8 years you were vice president. Democrats are talking about, we got to do this, we got to do that, this is terrible, this is horrible. Well, you had the White House for 8 years, and you're saying the legacy wasn't that good. That's what Trump's got to do.
I agree. At the same time, I like what you're saying. You know, the base is there. Both of them have a base there already. Joe Biden, you got to take his lead away. You got to cut him down on the cards. I say that the American people are like judges in a prize fight. And how many people do you think are left that have not made their minds up?
I think about 20%.
Okay.
And I think in the Rust Belt states, the purple states, these are the states that are going to make the difference in the Electoral College. And it's the question, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? I think this time the answer is, despite the pandemic, yes, you are. And you don't want to swap that out for a bunch of socialism.
I'm trying to make the point, when Donald Trump made America energy independent was one of the things that starts to force their hand in the Middle East. America's foreign policy and the multinationals in the Middle East have been so destructive, the Bushes in the Middle East, and Trump has pulled that out. And I agree with you. Any other person would be set up for a peace prize right now, and he won't even smell it. But the other part is he has to, and I don't know which Joe shows up. I mean, let me read you, and I thought it was a great line. I'm a big Pat Buchanan fan. And I've actually been around him half a dozen times. He's brilliant. Buchanan writes, "The same media fiercely supports and actually pretends to venerate the challenger Joe Biden, a feeble, constantly lying, unprincipled, corrupt career politician whose mental disintegration is now so apparent and so advanced he can hardly speak." Now, if that Joe Biden shows up, we had a caller this morning who used a boxing thing called rope-a-dope that maybe the bar is so low for Joe that if he can stand there. So talk to that, if you would.
Well, I'm afraid that's partly true, at least. The president has been so putting Biden down that that's what we're going to expect, so it may not shock people. I hope that's not true, but I'm afraid it might be.
Yeah. So if, I mean, he has to buckle his knees, as they say, in prize fighting. What do you expect from Chris Wallace?
Fair, balanced.
Okay.
Unafraid.
I hope so. No, I hope so as well.
I believe that.
I hope so as well. There's been times in the past, those, when we go back and look at the Hillary Clinton-Donald Trump debates, they were just, whew. Let me do this one to you as well. Now the Republican Party that really stood against even people that we know here attempted to block Donald Trump in Cleveland. This party is now Donald Trump's party. I believe that. Clearly believe it. Where are the old traditional? And by the way, did you think it was interesting that all of the Bush family is now actively campaigning in Florida, and Tom Ridge comes out against Donald Trump? Those are the old Bushies. What do you do with that?
Well, payback is you know what. And if Trump goes down, and goes down in part because too many establishment Republicans would rather have socialism, then it's going to be a complete remake of the Republican Party. I hope not as a permanent minority party. But you've got to think not only the next election, but the one after this one. Where are these people going to go if they continue to pull this?
But those country club Bush types, they really are the... I wrote this down. This debate tonight is, or do you agree, the deep state versus Donald Trump?
I think to some degree, yeah. It's also the country club, which is kind of ironic because he owns one or many.
Many.
I grew up a small town, New England, moderate Republican. We weren't the country club crowd. We weren't the hard, hard far-right wingers. We were just, you know, decent small-town New England people who wanted things to be fair and right, and we were compassionate, and we wanted the budget to be balanced and all of that. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering if the old country club people are on their last gas.
We can only hope. They're certainly the ones that run Colorado, and like I said, maybe, just maybe, people will wise up and push them aside because in Colorado right now, we have a Cory Gardner, John Hickenlooper senatorial race.
Oh, I know.
God, is it bad. Yeah. Mark, it's bad. And it's really bad.
But who's going to replace them in the Republican Party?
Well,
there's a lot of blue-collar people who work with their hands, carpenters, bricklayers, plumbers, who really are, in many ways, Republican.
Oh, yeah.
But too many people in the Republican Party have been against them because they joined a union. Yeah. And what I pointed out is there's only one president who was a union man. In fact, he was president of his union.
Ronald Reagan.
Named Ronald Reagan.
Ronald Reagan, that's absolutely true.
I managed to work with not the far-left teachers' unions in New Hampshire, but the tradespeople unions in New Hampshire. They sponsor me, they like me, they endorse me. And I say, look, I'm not going to give you everything you want, but I'll give you everything I can. And they said, that's all we ask. And I think this is part of the future of the party when we get rid of the country club crowd.
And that was one of the gifts. I'm a huge Reagan fan, by the way, huge Reagan fan. And that was one of the things that happened, was that working men and women came to Reagan. But the same thing in that book, and I quote it often, the book Shattered. And I've been around these people, read the book, and been around the people. And they started out that the title was because Hillary Clinton was going to shatter the glass ceiling. And when they got into Wisconsin and they got into Ohio and Pennsylvania and these places that had been traditionally strongholds for the Democrats, and they found these people and interviewed them, guys that came up and said, hey, man, you know, I voted for you forever, and now you're calling me a racist and a deplorable, and my kid has a problem with meth, and the Walmart closed, and they went down the list, and they went for Donald Trump. Coal miners went for Donald Trump.
Sure.
Will they be there again?
He's got to remind them how well they're doing because of him. He can't go too hard right, because you've got to win this in the middle. Mm. But he's got to remind the blue-collar workers that they're better off because he's been president.
Oh, yeah.
It's Reagan's question. Are you better off than you were 4 years ago? The answer then was no. The answer is yes now.
Yeah. Oh, he fried Jimmy Carter. Our guest, the one and only Mark Pearson. He really did. I mean, like I said, we need Reagan. And his that calmness that – and I'm you know, a bunch of books now you can read about what was going on as things you and I were watching. And Reagan did bring to the table a calmness. I don't know if it's there with Trump. I mean, I'm trying to be, you know, brutally honest. But by staying in the basement, Joe Biden's ahead on points. If you get him in the ring tonight, and I read this last night, I thought it was interesting. If Donald Trump buckles his knees tonight, they may not come back for 2 and 3. They may just stay away.
And he'll have to defend why.
Well,
but, unfortunately, the liberal media will
matter.
Give a pass
exactly.
To why.
I mean, Donald Trump, I put down a list of people. Donald Trump, the NFL numbers are in again, down 11% again, but he's running against professional sports, Hollywood, music industry, academia, corporate America, certainly the media. And that's the deep state. That's why I wrote this down for myself. It's the deep state versus Donald Trump. He's running against everybody, is he not?
Yeah, and the question is, how big is the silent minority or majority? We kind of take the poll around here of people that we know, especially the people who are in the middle. No point asking people we already know the answer from.
Agreed.
But what about the ones that are not deeply committed Democrats or Republicans? And I think they're still very much in play, and that's going to decide it.
Our guest is Mark Pearson, New Hampshire. The other part of it is the riots and the craziness that's taking place. There's this thing that I've read about, and a caller made a call, well, if you vote for Biden, it all quits. That's called the blackmail vote. That's what they've discovered. Oh, I'll vote for Joe Biden so nobody will burn my house down. Not so fast. What do you do with that?
I had a phone call over the weekend from a young lady, 20 years old, goes to a private college in Boston, and she lives in an upper middle class Democrat town in New Hampshire. And ostensibly, she was asking for my opinion on something. And I turned the tables on her gently, and partway through she said, have you ever been a professor? And I had to admit yes. But I asked her the question. I said, for the last 50 years, and I named several cities, I said, how are those cities doing? Oh, they're horrible.
Yeah.
They're rotten.
Yeah.
I said, they've been run by Democrats
with a lot of
federal money, a lot of your parents' money going into those places. Don't you think after 50 years we should conclude something else ought to happen? And then I told her about the black conservative Republican from the inner city of Baltimore who's running. And I said, don't you think maybe another alternative is it's about time?
Yeah.
And she stopped and she said, you're right.
Yeah. Oh, listen.
And I was floored that she would actually admit it. She wasn't so far brainwashed that she couldn't listen.
If you look at the cities that are most destroyed, with homelessness or junkies or dumpster fires or attacking buildings and destroying things, they are run by Democrats. And if you look at the worst states that are and that have been affected by the pandemic and all the insanity, they're run by Democrats. And straight down the line, look at the cities, Seattle and Portland, what happened here in Denver. We have a sock puppet for a mayor. I mean, all of these things happen. They're run by Democrats, Mark. A flat cut and dry.
Well, Manchester, New Hampshire is too, all 100,000 of us. But when all this was breaking out, a bunch of gentlemen got on their motorcycles, put on their leather jackets, and parked outside of our businesses, and nothing happened because bring it on. And the police were kind of in the background saying, walk on, guys.
I know. No, I know that happened. I read about it. Actually, I read it in biker websites. All right, let's wrap it up. Our guest is Mark Pearson. I'm a huge fan. All right, dope it out. If we were talking on the Wednesday morning after the first Tuesday, what would you be telling us? How does this end?
By the skin of our teeth and the grace of God, we pulled it out.
I sure hope so. I sure hope so. This election, I like what was said by Buchanan. Americans are facing an imminent presidential election more critical to their freedom and well-being than perhaps any election in our nation's history. That's right on. And
1860,
is a good one. Yeah, Lincoln. I am so worried about Donald Trump losing this. And I'm a realist about looking at the ratings and looking at, as we say in fight lexicon, the cards. And I'm always interested when we look at the same polling houses that tell us Hispanic voting and African-American voting pro-Trump, but that Donald Trump's down. Well, they're right about these two, but they're wrong about this one. And I worry that Donald Trump will get clipped. And if he does...
My concern is that he has nominated Amy to the Supreme Court when he did, and she will be approved pretty soon. Not just let's get it done, but with the sense of, and if we lose, we'll still have gotten that done.
No, I like that. But I love, again, Pat Buchanan calling it the discarded Trojan horse, and I think this is so true. Inside wait radical socialist and Marxist who plan to burst out and rule America should the Biden ticket prevail. Got to think that's true. I truly think it's
true. Well, the money, I'd like to see the betting odds on how long Biden will be president.
Oh. If Hillary Clinton were, remember the great line of Hillary Clinton? You and I think we see the world alike.
We do?
I think if Donald Trump is to lose this, hang on. Just hang on. Because it's like we know... When George Bush became president, it was Dick Cheney, Rumsfeld, Wolfowitz, Card. They ran the country. Yeah. And here comes Bernie.
Well, people are saying, well, if they go far left and they go really far left, we'll just win it back in 4 years and undo it.
It's not true.
Some genies cannot be put back in the bottle.
The toothpaste does not go back into the tube. No, you're right.
That's it.
If they clamp down, they're going to clamp down. Well, how about this? We'll talk. We'll get a chance. He's scheduled already. Don't worry about it. What are you and your family going to do? You have something special you're going to do tonight or sit and watch together?
Eventually we will. We're going to a Bible study first, and we'll get home in time to watch the debate, make a big bowl of popcorn. And
there you go.
I hope watch a TKO.
Boy, you and I.
Of Biden.
I need to drop him. Take care. You are such an addition. Mark Pearson, everyone. My friend will talk, man. Thanks very much.
Talk to you later, buddy.
Excuse me. Boy, good guy. All right, let's sneak back to the phones if we can.
Then we got to take a break. This is John.
John, you're on a radio show. Good morning. John. 3-2. All right, we go to Don. Don, you're on a radio show. Good morning.
Hey, Peter. I want to continue with the fight analogy from the last hour. And I'm a Louisville boy. I grew up watching Cassius Clay.
There you go.
And Trump needs to take advantage of the fact that Biden has a glass jaw. He cannot stand being challenged on his lies, on his son, on his family's connection with the Ukraine and Russia. He can't stand it. And so all Trump has to do is just keep needling him with facts. And Trump will be able to knock him off balance because Biden will just blow a fuse.
What's Joe Biden shows up? I mean, if we...
Oh, I think the people are right. The last hour you're talking about sandbagging and rope-a-dope.
Yeah.
I think that's very, very, very possible that he's been hiding because he's stronger than he appears.
Or they tune him up. I mean, we're talking about Max Jacobson.
Sure, he's going to get a shot in the ass, of course. Yeah. But be that as it may, that will just aggravate him further. If you know, when he called one of his own people, you're a lying dog-faced pony soldier. Stuff like that. Hey, there's all sorts of video. He cannot stand it.
Yeah, he asked a black reporter if he was a junkie.
Right.
And he couldn't remember his wife's name. I'm going, but, you know, if that's the real guy, and as I like what Buchanan calls him, as sporting feeble, constantly lying, unprincipled, and he goes on a list. All right. Donald Trump not only just has to buckle him, Donald Trump has to drop him like a bad habit.
Well, I think he will. And here's
I hope.
As far as the story's already being written, I guarantee you the left wing already has it. It's just fill in the blank a few details.
Somebody told me that the headline will be Trump's a racist. That's the headline. Yeah.
It'll be the same thing as the Hillary Trump debates, which is you come away the next morning, the left wing media says Hillary slaughtered him.
Yeah.
And the right wing media goes, Trump slaughtered him.
Yeah,
and so, you know, it doesn't really change anything, but go ahead.
Last one. What would you tell Trump 2 seconds or 2 minutes before he walks out to get in the ring? What would you say to him?
I would give him a list of Biden's lies. And he can pick those off one at a time, and Biden will destroy himself.
If Joe gets beat, will he take 2 and 3? Will they take the next 2 fights? That's a great one.
I've already got a bet with my brothers that he was going to take this one. So,
Good call.
All right. Talk to you
Thanks,
later.
Brother. All right, everyone. Open lines continue. Historian Paul Kengor is on the radio show this morning. Cowboy Moving. Now, you're doing a remodel. A lot of people do remodeling this time of the year, but you got all this furniture. What am I going to do? You call 303-789-2200. They'll come and get it, store it for you, and bring it back when the job's done. You're getting ready to move. You got to do a move. You're moving your office. You're moving in or out. Moving grandma. Moving a residential commercial move. Let them give you an estimate. I mean, it's a gimme estimate. It's a free estimate. 303-789-2200. And they'll come. And, they're all COVID up and everything, and they'll come. Residential moves and corporate moves, commercial moves. Let them do whatever it takes. I know, remember, they just moved the heavy stuff. Pianos, refrigerators, they can do that. Or they can do the whole thing. You want to store something, load something, hold something. Colorado's recommended mover since 1968. Let them at least come and give you an estimate. 303-789-2200, 303-789-2200, 303-789-2200. A portion of every move goes to Freedom Service Dogs. These are good people, Michael and Sherry Gale Folsom. 303-789-2200 today.
We now return to the Peter Boyles Show.
Tuesday morning, everyone, the 29th. This is the night. Trump and Biden debate. 710 KNUS. I'm Peter Boyles. Good to have you here. Historian Paul Kengor coming up on the other side. I'm a big fan. On the web, 710KNUS/Peter Boyles. The pictures from the honor run on Sunday. And the new column from the Cherry Creek Chronicle, One Ring to Control Them All. 80 and sunny today. And tonight's the night. And what do? So we go to John on one. John, you're on the show. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
Yeah. Just wanted to let you know that I believe that the Democrats have what you call overreached. I think they've gone way, way, way past the line. Looney Tune, Tuku for Cocoa Puffs, crazy, commiecrat, Nazi news media going nuts. And I think everybody, you know, there's a saying, we could see your true colors. I think Trump has really shown their true colors. And then with the coronavirus, with all of these Democrat-run states and cities where they have gone totally, you know, locked down crazy and putting people out of business. I mean, you got to look at all these people that they've rubbed wrong. People have lost their business, like the Fresh Fish Company. All these people, you know, there's a lot of those people that used to be Democrats, but guess what? They're not Democrats no more because they see what the Democrats did to them.
What does Donald Trump need to do tonight? Because I think personal belief is if there are undecided voters, and let's assume what moments ago Mark Pearson said 20% of the country still undecided.
I got to let you know, all those undecided voters have pretty much gone to Trump.
But you don't know. Again, wait, hold on a second, please. Hold on, please. That's a belief. It's not knowledge. What I'm saying to you is, if tonight is the decision-making fight, if tonight, because one of the things we learned about in the past, the first debate gets the most ratings, and they dwindle down after the first one, the second one, the third one, they go down. So tonight's a big night. If there are undecided people, and they got to watch this and make their decisions predicated on what they see tonight between these two, Donald Trump doesn't need to play for a tie. He doesn't need to just win by an edge. He needs to drop him. He needs to stop him.
Have faith. It will happen.
Well, like I said.
I believe Trump, just being Trump, I mean, he's got all the cards on his side.
It's going to take a lot more than that.
God, yeah. I even believe God's on his side. Okay. I believe there's angels standing behind him.
Right.
I think, you know, angels in the outfield, you know, right now, they're going to be there. He's going to be there. It's going to be all 10 mm-hmm. cylinders firing. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be, you're going to see that you got to have faith, because I even believe, you know, with our state, with what has happened to our state with Pontius Polish, Helfer, and the Tri-County House Gestapo that he's using to intimidate companies and shut them down with, you know, with the health department and stuff. I believe what has been overreached here in Colorado by hucking freaking Luker, licking
right.
pooper dude.
Okay, all right.
You know.
All right. We'll see.
I believe we're going to win, all and right. I believe he's going to win.
All right, man. Thank you. 303-696-1971. This is the deep state versus Donald Trump tonight. What does tomorrow's headline say? Somebody said Trump's a racist. But they go tonight. And again, Donald Trump needs to hit him so bad that if there is or if there are undecided voters, which I don't know, they'll look at this and go, phew, given everything else that's taking place in this country, I don't think I'm going to vote for Joe Biden. Donald Trump is in the fight of his life, and it's tonight. And don't kid yourself. He is behind across the boards on the cards. People are going to wait for this, see this fight tonight. Again, somebody brought up the Rumble in the Jungle about the Zaire fight with George Foreman and Muhammad Ali. And as you know, people told Muhammad, don't take that fight. This guy, George Foreman, is going to, you know, destroy you. Don't take the fight. Don't take the fight. Don't take the fight. Even guys like Cosell, Angelo Dundee, man, they were like, ooh. And Ali won that fight. And he won it in late rounds. It wasn't an early knockout. And he did what was called rope-a-dope. And he laid there and he let George Foreman pound away Ali Bombaye. And he dropped him. And that was it. I don't know if it was a rope-a-dope tonight or not, but he needs to come in. And I'm a huge Joe Frazier fan. When Joe used to get those knees pumping and get those hands moving, got to come right at him. Corporate cable and satellite have you on a lockdown with your contracts and expensive bills and terrible customer service. But not me, because I'm saving 2 G's a year and I got a true freedom thanks to our help from our friends at Free TV. I'll be watching it. Billy got me onto The Boys. I've been through all these series like the Cobra Kai is like my favorite. And I watched all those ones on Pablo Escobar, and there's stuff, movies, and you could just find wonderful stuff on the systems they got from Free TV. It's legit. Free means free. They have an option, no monthly rate increases, get 60 channels, get all the everything you want. But it's this other stuff that you can find. It's going, whoa, there's no constant rake heights, there's no blackouts, no sneaky fees, no lousy customer service. Free TV, the movies you can get, just on the movies alone, that keep you going. I just can't even begin. I just couldn't even tell you how many movies there are there. And you find them. Get A-plus on Better Business Bureau. You pick up the phone now. Please, I urge you. This is like the way cool deal. 303-794-8600. 303-794-8600. Online, it's FREETVEE. That's pretty cool. FREETVEE.com. FREETVEE.com. They have a free consultation. You can talk to somebody on the phone. You can cut the cord. Believe me, it's the tune. 303-794-8600. 303-794-8600. Give them a call today. We go to Heidi. Heidi, you're on the radio show. Good morning. I like your name. Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning. Can you hear me?
Hit can the you button. Hear me okay? Yes, ma'am, I can. Go ahead.
I think on tonight's debate, whatever side that President Trump is on, they're going to turn Joe Biden's hearing aid off so he can't hear what Trump says, so he can't be baited by him, and then they'll just feed him his responses through the other ear.
Yeah, you know, that's out there, but we were mentioning that yesterday. There was this, again, as they all are, these fake religious evangelicals on television, a guy named Peter Popoff, and he's the guy that kind of invented that. His wife would sit backstage and read cards into his ear.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a guy named James Randi, who I later met, the amazing Randi. Randi taped them, and they broke them.
I remember that.
Yeah, you can bet that there'll be people sitting around with all kinds of, you know, things to listen and parts to listen. I think Joe goes in on his own. What does Donald Trump need to do to him?
He needs to stick to his accomplishments and pound away on Biden one crime at a time. You know, what have you done in the last 40 mm-hmm. years? Why didn't you fix it under the Obama administration? Things like that.
Would that put him away?
I think so.
See, I mean, and I want you to be right, but you got to put him away. I mean, you...
Well, I usually am right. That's what I tell my husband, so well, we're okay.
That's probably why you're still married. But, I mean, he has to put him away. Tonight is... This can't be one of those, well... Okay, you know, you got 8 points in a car and the other guy got 10 points, or it's a 9-7 or something. It can't be. It has to be a drop.
I think so, too.
And, I mean, that's what I'm looking for, is a guy to really bang him. And if he doesn't,
grip, then I think he'll fumble and start, you know, pulling up Pelosi, where she just mumbles and nobody can understand what she's talking about. And, yeah. And you know, I've been listening a lot. I think one reason why Corey doesn't go after the Bilderbergs is because he's part of the...
Oh, sure. Oh, of course. I mean
Republicans, though, too.
Oh, please. Every, you know, the great line, there's only two American presidents that never went. Ronald Reagan, who's my hero, and this guy. He never
yep.
went. But...
Right.
The Bushes, both the Bushes, Dick Cheney, George W. Bush went, Poppy went. You look about when Zabrinsky takes Jimmy Carter, when they take Bill Clinton, when they take Barack Obama. You know who went? Gerald Ford went. Well, that's an
yes.
interesting one. We're going to do that book as soon as we can break him loose and get him in here. But the other one is, why won't they do The Road Home? John Hickenlooper, Creating Homelessness. Why won't they do that ad?
Well, probably because they're in deep with him.
I don't know. I mean, and if Cory Gardner loses, and he's down on the tickets right now, and if he loses, there's only one place he can go and look, and that's the Republican Party, who in and of itself should burn down.
That's right. It needs to be burnt down and restructured with people like Trump. And, you know, here's the thing that I wonder. I totally believe what you say, that Denver and Colorado are controlled by the builders.
Oh.
Sure. So why would they be letting downtown Denver be destroyed by
that's
all
why,
this homeless?
That's why the phone call was made. I think when finally, and by the way, Hickenlooper is one thing. Hancock's a total other thing. And finally, when this started to hurt the rents and started to hurt the bankers, then they called up, and that's when suddenly a judge makes a decision, oh, you don't have the right to camp, and all of a sudden, you know, then Hancock starts talking about it. But look who turns on him. Tay Anderson wants him to resign. And then the councilwoman, Sita Baca, wants him to resign. They attack the cops, and the chief of police does nothing. I mean, they're schizophrenic right now. The power structure in Colorado is schizophrenic right now. And that's why you don't see Paulus. He's like Punxsutawney Phil, you know, the groundhog. He shows up when it's the right thing to do. Then he'll vanish again. Nobody chases him down the rabbit hole. You know,
And if the Democratic media, because that's all they are, they're just a party of the Democratic media, the Democratic Party now. But if they would hold his feet to the fire, then he would have to come out and answer.
But they don't. Look, I mean, the other day, Kyle Clark sent out another tweet, and Stefan sent it to me, and about... listening to talk show hosts and stupid stuff like that. I mean, these guys know that we're living rent free in their heads. I know we are. We live in their heads rent free. But
yep.
You know, I come back to this all the time. This is a 5,000 watt directional AM radio station. For all intents and purposes, I swear to you, Heidi, we shouldn't even exist, and we do, and
right.
we do well. And
I'm just hoping that there's a lot of people that aren't saying who they're voting for that are going to come out and vote.
What do you know anybody in your circle of friends that doesn't know who they're voting for?
No.
Neither do I. Now, I want to believe that there's a percentage out there that'll be watching tonight. The question is, with Biden ahead, will there anybody watch this stuff tonight and see Donald Trump score hard, as they say, you know, buckle his knees or cut him, thumb him, dirty box him, goes, wow, I'm going to vote. I'm going to switch my vote.
Yeah, there probably are some, but, you know, that will hold their nose and vote for him because they know it's the greater good. But I just don't understand how people can be so ignorant and not see through the Democratic, what they're supposed
to do. I remember Richard Nixon and how much I disliked Richard Nixon, and I couldn't understand anybody that would not vote for Richard and that would vote for Richard Nixon, yet Richard Nixon clubbed it. So you kind of look, you know, you're like the looking glass LeCaire talks about. You look in, you see yourself looking back. Well, when Paul Kengor comes on, I'm going to ask about, because these are Fabians. These are Fabian socialists, and some of them are Bolsheviks, and some of them are little Red Guards. But Joe Biden is simply, I love what was said, a smiling and soon-to-be-discarded Trojan horse. Inside, wait the radical socialist and Marxist. It's true.
That's true. He is a Trojan horse.
Yeah. You're best. Heidi, thank you. Very, very good call. Thank you. Coming up, Paul's on the show. The groundbreaking advance, the FUE treatment from Advanced Hair Restoration, finally here in Denver. For real, some of you might have the receding hairline, or especially if you're a young guy, or thinning hair, or if you're lucky, a bald spot. And we no longer have to travel to Seattle or L.A. or Vegas to get the very best in hair restoration. Advanced Hair's team has a decade of experience using state-of-the-art technology to grow your natural hair back. 100% guaranteed. The treatment is simple, pain-free, takes just one day. We're going to set up, see the guy this week. I've done the research. Advanced Hair, you always have and always will receive the very best, highest standard of care, well beyond CDC guidelines. So join me. Be one of the first to schedule a free virtual or in-person consultation. Get special financing, 250 hair grafts, free hair grafts, $250 off. Call 720-459-HAIR. Finally, have access to the best team and best technology and hair restoration right here in our backyard in Denver, 720-459-HAIR, 720-459-HAIR. Become inspired with before and after photos. Advanced, they'll do it for you. Show you what it's going to look like. AdvancedHair.com.
Listen live at radio.com.
We now return to the Peter Boyles Show.
Morning, everybody, on a Tuesday. Big night tonight. The debate, September 29th, 80 today, 77 on Wednesday. Amy joins us from Alpine looking at the numbers. Amy, what do we got? Good morning.
Good morning, Pete. And loving the show. Great coverage. Outstanding calls from everyone this morning talking about, like you said, let's make it a big drop. So anyway, the markets are somewhat quiet, I think, kind of in preparation of what we're going to see tonight. The Dow is currently off about 40 points. S&P just turned positive, up a point. NASDAQ is up about 7. So a little bit, you know, kind of low volatility this morning. I think, you know, in preparation for tonight, we just sort of break it down to what are the things the market has on its side and what are the things that are up against it. And the first, as we say, tailwinds, we've got low interest rates still, we've got low inflation, and then, of course, just a rapid rebound in job numbers ever since the COVID lockdown. And yet, on the other hand, you know, the headwinds, we've seen this script before. The biggest thing here, markets, Americans do not like uncertainty, right? So we've also got the unknowns of relationships overseas. Brexit is rearing its ugly head again. And so when you boil it all down, bottom line is this, Pete. Investors, Americans, we don't want uncertainty. I think we need to see some clarity tonight. No matter what, keep a good solid plan, keep a personal plan, keep a diversified portfolio, no emotional reactions, and let's hope for a great debate tonight. Call us if you have questions about your portfolio.
303-843-0918 is the number. They are there. Again, things are rocking and rolling. 303-843-0918, Alpine Planning. Amy, thanks, man. We'll do it again tomorrow morning. Thank you.
See you, Pete.
Securities and investment advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC and registered investment advisor. Alpine Planning Group and Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. are not affiliated entities. 14 West Dry Creek Circle, Littleton, Colorado, 80120.
Interesting morning. A lot of email, a lot of strange stuff. It's a Tuesday. This is the night. 710 KNUS, Paul Kengor coming up. Go back to the phones. We go to Frank on 2. Frank, you're on a radio show. Good morning.
Hey, Peter. How are you?
Good, man. Thank you.
I am an undecided voter for, as far as president is concerned, and I am growing kind of tired of having to vote in the negative for the president.
But that's voting behavior. I mean, in most cases, people vote against someone as opposed to for someone, and that's what Trump has to worry about.
I there's things that Trump does right, but he just lurches from issue to issue, and he's wrong as many times as he's right, and his immaturity and insecurity drive his decision.
What do you like?
What
do you like about Biden? What do you like about Trump?
I don't like Biden. I think Biden is a Trojan horse, and that's a scary proposition because I am concerned about the people behind him. I just think Biden. There's a few things that I think the Democrats, the Republicans are foolish to try to touch, and that's one of them's health care. But, you know, because fundamentally, we're going to have to migrate to a single-payer system, and the more you put it off, the harder it's going to be. But, you know, so there's things like that. And to me, Biden is almost he's like a hollow puppet. He is truly a sock puppet. I don't think Biden... And I think it is. He's just so aged and infirm anymore. What I think I'm going to watch for tonight are two things. And I want to see exactly how aged and infirm Biden is. And I want to see exactly how immature and insecure Trump reacts.
Wow.
Because I don't. And once again, I'm looking in the negative because neither of these candidates offer anything positive for me. They just simply don't. And I don't, so, you know, I guess I'm looking for who's the least worst.
Wow.
And they could both surprise me, you know, and I really grow tired of this. The parties are throwing up candidates that are just awful. It's a microcosm with Gardner and Hickenlooper.
Yeah. Well, that's well said, too.
How can you like either candidate? I mean, there isn't a damn thing to like about either of them. I've got a milk toast. You know, finger in the air putts for Muma, or I've got what is basically a fake okey doke former brew pub guy who lies and cheats and thinks he's above the law at Hickenlooper. Once again, I'm voting in the negative. I mean,
all right, here's one of those moments, gun to your head. November, you got to vote. Hickenlooper or Corey, I'm serious. What do you do? I know.
I don't know. I'd probably vote for Corey.
Okay.
But
good. All right.
That's another one where I could bypass that election.
You can't. That's just.
I could just vote the downstream.
Yeah, I know.
It's a gun to the head. That's true. Yeah. Gun to the head.
All right. Gun to the head. Where?
Oh God.
All right.
Who's my third party candidate? Is there anybody?
Gun to your head. Biden or Trump? Gun to your head.
Oh boy! Right now, gun to my head. I'd probably say. Boy, that's a really difficult one.
I know.
Jesus, I think I would probably say Biden,
It's
a real, real close call.
What can Trump do tonight? I love this call. What can Trump do tonight to win you back?
I want him to avoid acting like a house. I want him to show some signs of actual leadership, some maturity. Some lack of no insecurity. I don't want him to be attacking. I want him to stick on the issues. I want him to address issues. I don't want him to be interrupting everybody.
Do me a favor. We'll make the exception. You call back tomorrow. We usually have once a week, but for you, I want to know what you think. I got to jump. Call back tomorrow. We got Paul Kengor. I should have hold him, Bill. I'm sorry. He'll know who he is. Paul Kengor, historian. And I'm going to lead. Who are these people? And we'll continue. Open lines. Tonight's the big one. We will carry it tonight, 7 o'clock, here on 710 KNUS. The debate goes live at 7. Stay here, 710 KNUS.
There are three ways to reach the show. Call us at 303-696-1971. Text us on the free-to-download 710 KNUS app. Or send us an email. Just go to the Peter Boyles page at 710knus.com and click on Email the Show.